This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pope Francis has declared that capital punishment is wrong in all cases as a position of the Catholic Church. Change in church teaching from Pope Francis is likely to challenge Roman Catholic politicians, judges, and officials who have argued that their church was not entirely opposed to capital punishment. The National Endowment for the Humanities distributes more than $100 million a year to American museums, libraries, universities, public broadcasters, individual scholars, and others. New Zealand gave all women the right to vote in 1893, the first self-governing country in the world to do so. New Zealand will grant victims of domestic violence paid leave from work to relocate in a new path-breaking move. Seven states have ballot measures on the ballot this fall over voting. So, some of them are to enforce IDs and some to bar them. Google controls more than 90% of the internet search market in most of the European Union's member states, compared with 63.5% of the market in the U.S. Colorado Rising, a group pushing an anti-fracking measure on the ballot in the state, says in a contract dispute, a political consultant took petition signatures that it needs to qualify for the ballot. Air conditioning is a luxury in Britain. Not only do most homes not have it, but they are built to keep the heat in, according to reports. Nearly 600,000 taxpayers claimed alimony deductions totaling more than $100 billion for the 2010 tax year, according to the IRS. Truck driving industry, historically relying on older, 94% white, two-thirds male drivers, is facing a record shortage with an estimated 50,000 more drivers needed to meet demand, according to the American Trucking Association. Medicare has lowered its star ratings for staffing levels in 1 out of 11 of the nation's nursing homes, almost 1,400 of them, because they were either inadequately staffed with registered nurses or failed to provide payroll data that proved that they had required nursing coverage. The report finds for-profit facilities average 16% fewer caregivers than did nonprofits. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.